The parsha reminds us that Nadav and Avihu died when they offered an Esh Zara, but it introduced a new idea which we didn't see before, which is that Ubanim lohayu lehem, they, in fact, didn't have children. In fact, they didn't get married. And we'll discuss that in a moment. The Chasam Sofer has an idea about that. But the Gemara in Yevamos says that Ha im hayu lo banim, if they would have had children, they wouldn't have died. Now, how could that be? How could it be that they wouldn't have died? They wouldn't have offered an Esh Zara? Says the Torah Tumimah, no, of course they would have died the same way that they would have perished by offering an Esh Zara, but what it means, they wouldn't have died, it means their legacies wouldn't have died. Since they would have had progeny, they would have been able to have a legacy to continue after them, after their deaths. But the Chasam Sofer argues, the Chasam Sofer says, no, actually, in fact, they would not have died. Why not? Because they wouldn't have offered the Esh Zara in the first place. Had they had kids, they wouldn't have offered the Esh Zara. And he suggests two reasons. The first reason given is as follows. If you go back to the Parshas Yisro, or Mishpatim, when we learn about Matan Torah, we're told about the following ritual that took place, which is that they offered korbanos. There were olos and zvachim that were offered on the Mizbeach before Moshe went up and sprinkled the blood on Klal Yisrael. And who were the ones who offered these olos and zvachim? Na'arei b'nei Yisrael. Who are these Na'arei b'nei Yisrael? Now we know Nadav and Avihu were already part of the group. It was Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu. But there are also Na'arei b'nei Yisrael who were Vayalu olos vayizbuchu zvachim shlamim lahashem parim. Who are those people? The Ramban says these were bachrim. These were younger boys, shelotoim tambia, that they were virgins. They never experienced intercourse. They didn't have bia with any other women. And perhaps that made them uniquely positioned to offer these olos and zvachim. They had a special connection that they would make with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were pure. And the Chasam Sofer says that Nadav and Avihu made the following cheshbon. Their cheshbon was, on Yom HaShmini, in the inauguration of the Mishkan, who would be the appropriate people to offer Ketores on the Mizbeach? It would likely be Na'arei B'nei Yisrael, people who are not Toin Tambia. So Nadav and Avihu said, if we got married, we would have we would be Toin Tambia. And therefore, better that we don't get married, and as a result, we would be able to offer a korban just like Na'arei B'nei Yisrael did at Matan Torah. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, if they would have had children, then they would have never even thought to offer an Esh Zara because they wouldn't be in the category of Na'arei B'nei Yisrael. And that was why, had they had children, they wouldn't have sinned because they wouldn't have died because they wouldn't have offered the korban or the ketores in the first place. Now that's not necessarily such a strong proof, not a great answer, because they could have been married, just not have children. So the fact that they had, it's true that had they had kids, they would not have sinned, but they wouldn't have technically needed to have kids, they just had to be married. But therefore, perhaps that's why the Chasam Sofer offers a second interpretation. The second interpretation, which is a powerful idea, writes the Chasam Sofer, that the reason why Nadav and Avihu wouldn't have died had they had children is because children change you. Children prevent their fathers from sinning to a certain degree. See, he explains that I'll read it as follows. I'll read you the words of the Chasam Sofer. He says as follows, that a person doesn't feel, he doesn't understand what the experience is. De'ein adam margish eich lihisnahig b'derech eretz. A person doesn't feel, doesn't understand how to behave. Ad sheyiyelo banim, until he has children. Umargish mashu neged kavodo. And then he can recognize what's considered neged kavodo. What he feels is a pegiya against him. It's a wrong against him. When he understands how he feels when someone treats him in a certain way, when his child disrespects him or heaps praise on his father, then he understands, in turn, how he is supposed to act. either differently or more appropriately or similarly, but all learned from his child. Once they have that experience, they can then use it to their advantage and they can learn better. Says the Chasam Sofer, Ha'im hayu lo banim, if Nadav and Avihu had children, lo hayu meisim, they wouldn't have died. You know why? Because they wouldn't have had the chutzpah to be mora halacha bifnei rabo. They wouldn't have had the chutzpah to be nichnas to the Mishkan Shesue Yayin. They would have understood the reality that a child changes you. And we know this. Your child changes your sense of time. When you have a child, you put the child second, financial responsibilities change, sleep becomes more difficult, you start to take better care of yourself because now you have someone to look after, you're more careful, you're always planning. Things change when you have children. You become a new man. And perhaps the reyasa with Nadav and Avihu is that dafka they didn't have children. If they would have got married and had the opportunity, the chance to have children, and they would have had children, then this tragedy would never have befallen them because they would have been different. They would have realized that what they were doing is highly inappropriate. And I think we all can appreciate, those that have children can appreciate how a child does change you and make you 99% of the time into a better person. But the last question that the Chasam Sofer deals with is, why is it that Nadav and Avihu never married? What was their cheshbon? What was their calculation as to not getting married? In fact, we know that in Mitzrayim, Elazar and Itamar and Isamar got married and they had children. Why didn't Nadav and Avihu do the same? It's not like they had the Torah at that point and they wanted to study Yomam Valayla. So says the Chasam Sofer that, you know what, the truth is Nadav and Avihu had a similar connection to the Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Ben Azai. Ben Azai was Nafsho Chashka BaTorah. Ben Azai never married because he was married to the Torah, essentially. Now, in Mitzrayim, we know that Aaron was Kadosh Hashem. He had this level of Kedusha with this unique relationship, not a Torah, but a different type of spiritual and emotional connection that was very lofty and very unique. He was a Navi. And we know that his children, Nadav and Avihu, were so great that they also had this special Ruach HaKodesh. Again, not the Torah, but they had this special, unique relationship with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And they were married to HaKodesh Baruch Hu in that sense. And therefore, they didn't marry because they didn't want to lose that special connection they had with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And then, when it came to Matan Torah, at that point they said, wait a second. We know we're going to take over. Masa Yamusu Shnei Zakenim Halalu, the Midrash says, when are these two Zakenim Moshe and Aaron going to die and we're going to take over? They knew they were the next in line to inherit, to become the leaders. But they said, if we get married now and we sacrifice time from Limud HaTorah, then it's going to hurt us after our marriage. It's going to hurt us when we become leaders, because we're not going to have all the information. We're going to lose out on some of the learning. So instead, let's not marry now. Let's focus on our Limud HaTorah. And then when we become leaders, when we have the Ol HaTzibur is upon us and we're not able to fully invest all of our time in Limud HaTorah, okay, that will be an appropriate time to get married. Imlo Achshav Emesai, if not now, when? We have to learn now. And that is why, says the Chasam Sofer, that there are women that were waiting. They were waiting for the opportunity to marry Nadav and Avihu, because they knew that Nadav and Avihu, one of them would have to be the Kohen Gadol, or maybe they would switch off, and the Kohen Gadol had to be married. So they were waiting. But ultimately, because of the sin, they died, and they never married. But they did have a cheshbon. Their cheshbon was, we're going to get married, just this is not the right time. And I think too often, we make different cheshbonos. When's the right time? When is not the right time? The truth is, there's never a right time. Or, there's always a right time. It's our job to discern to a certain degree. But ultimately, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for us to be open to every opportunity to grow in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what that means, in essence, part of that is to make sacrifices, not just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in terms of our relationships with our children, and even before that, with our spouses, and marrying and getting married, and building a bias neman b'Yisrael. There's never a right time, or there's always a right time. It's our job to fulfill all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connect with him, and grow in Torah, and hopefully our children will follow in our ways and will also become great leaders in Klal Yisrael. Have a great day.